is reporting the three-time Super Bowl champ is close to signing with the pro wrestling outfit. Gronk could appear on Friday Night SmackDown. He retired from pro football at the age of 29 after the 2018 season. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Good morning. This is Home Again with Jeannie and Larry. Special Agent Murphy here, streaming live from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station in Flemington, New Jersey. Just giving you an update on the weather if you happen to be around. It's absolutely gorgeous out today. I hope you're enjoying it. Partly sunny with a high of 57, mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 36. Partly sunny with a high of 54 on Thursday, then showers likely between 11 and 2 a.m., then rain after 2 a.m., with a low around 44 on Thursday night, rain before 11 on Friday, showers mainly between 11 and 12, patchy fog with about 66 degrees, then partly cloudy with a low around 36 Friday night, sunny all day with a high of 53 on Saturday, and then a chance of rain and or snow before 5 a.m. on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a low around 34. Today we're going to have a conversation on insurance, home insurance, different insurance offered by Weikert, and my guest is Wendy Tabor. So stand by, we'll be right back. All right, 1 second.
Are you looking basically, to get a new message in front of a qualified 20 seconds. Audience? And then all the noise out there today. Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business.
Right,
contact the chamber today at 908-782-7115.
6 seconds.
Or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, good morning again. I'm Jeannie Murphy here, Weikert Realtors in Flemington, New Jersey. The show is called Home Again with Jeannie and Larry. Larry is the proprietor of Home Team Inspection Company, which is my right-hand guy, does home inspections whenever we need the services. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or renting, please get in touch with me. I'd love to help you. My guest today is Wendy Tabor, and she's with Weikert Insurance. And if you notice from this little stand here, all under one roof. If you work with a Weikert real estate agent, you've the services of both real estate, mortgage services, closing services, and insurance. Home insurance is a critical part of owning a home, and so you're here to tell us all about it. Can you pull your microphone over by you? All right, Wendy, Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, Wendy Tabor, and I live in Bernardsville, New Jersey. I work with Weikert Insurance. I've had my insurance license for over 20 years and recently went back to work after having my four children and went under the roof of Weikert and just created, a new life for myself and in the insurance industry. I love working with Jeannie out of the Flemington office. I also work for the Clinton office, Bernardsville office, and the former Oldwick office and Phillipsburg office. So I work with all the realtors, and I really enjoy creating relationships with them, doing the best that I can for their clients with their insurance needs, which isn't just for home. It can be for auto and umbrella as well. So yeah, thanks for having me, Jeannie.
Oh, thanks for being here. Real estate is my complete passion. I love, everybody is affected by real estate. If you're, on the earth, you're living somewhere.
Yes.
And you have perhaps a baby on the way where you're going to get a larger house or you're moving and downsizing. Everybody's affected by real estate. And by the way, if you know anyone out there renting, interest rates are so historic low. And I know I tell you this all the time, but it's even crazier than it was last week. Let people know to get in touch because you can buy a home and it is cheaper than renting. But either way, no matter what you're doing, you have to have insurance.
That's correct.
So let's talk about insurance from the beginning. Some people out there don't know what we're talking about.
Right.
And a lot of times, first-time home buyers,
right.
It's maybe the day before the closing when they even understand that they need to have this.
Right.
Homeowners.
And only because their lender is telling them that they need it.
Yeah, let's start from the beginning.
Yeah.
Say, okay, I go out and I'm taking out a couple that is looking for their first home.
Yes.
And then I get them under contract,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden we meet you.
Yes.
And she beats, by hands down, most of the insurance companies over and over again.
Yes. Out of Weikert, we have over 25 insurance carriers that I do rate all of your clients through to come up with the best rates for them and the best coverages. So
I think it's funny because I want everybody to know that a lot of times you think when you hear something like Weikert Insurance that it might cost more than your normal brand names that you know. But it's not the case. So even if you are watching this and you already have home insurance, you might want to get in touch with Wendy to shop it. Because even if they're not buying a house, even though we're going to get into the process, they can always move their homeowner's insurance to a better
mm-hmm.
rate.
Yes.
And one thing I wanted to mention, because she comes in our office and talks about it a lot, you should shop your homeowner's insurance. People usually
Absolutely.
Just buy their house, get their insurance, and forget about it for 30 years. Sorry.
That's
I know
okay.
It's a pain. It's always a pain. But don't worry about it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes, that is the case. So you don't need to just get insurance when you're buying your home. You can shop it around. Oftentimes, when you've had insurance for many, many years, it compounds, and you may be overinsured. So it is good to take a look at it, approximately 5 years in, and also look into packaging it with your auto because that can be a cost savings as well. Bundling always does offer discounts. So we, always like to give that proposal. Sometimes clients feel very strongly about their auto carrier, which is totally fine and honorable. We'll just look at the home. But I'm always looking to save you money, get the best premium cost dollars, and the best coverages.
And there's nothing more fun to me than when all of a sudden, out of the blue, my customers will say, Wendy called me and beat our insurance people by far. And I'm like, yay, go Weikert,
yeah.
All under one roof.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about insurance itself. Is that yours?
Yes.
I actually don't know what I do with mine. Well, anyway. Okay, so insurance. Start from the beginning. Like, what should someone know when they go and they're getting ready to buy the house? How do they know what to buy?
There are myths where this is concerned because when you're purchasing a home, there's the appraised value, there's the mortgage amount, and then there's the replacement cost. And the replacement cost is primarily what we insure on, and that's the amount to rebuild your home from the ground up. So we want to make sure that you are covering your home properly should it burn, God forbid, to the ground. It can be rebuilt to the same like and kind. So that's what we insure for. So when I start working with a client, I ask them questions about the dwelling, how many people live there, do you have a dog, How many bathrooms? Is the basement finished? Do you have a built-in pool? Things of that nature, because all of these things are considered and do work into the ultimate insurance premium cost. And then I rated among all of our carriers. We do have traditional carriers like Travelers, Plymouth Rock, Progressive. We do have those in home. I rate you through all those, and wherever you come up best, where it looks best in premium, that's where I start shopping for you. Then I add in enhancements, water backup, service line coverage, all features which other carriers may just, pass right on by. But we've found that by having these essential features, it benefits you as a home buyer and an insurance, owning your insurance and your home. Because if you had a claim on your home, this is where it could be really cost prohibitive for you if you didn't have certain enhanced features. So I'd like to discuss this with all the clients. Ultimately, it's your decision what you do and don't want with regard to those enhancements. However, we do ensure that if you do have them, it is a cost savings versus being cost prohibitive.
Okay. Well, this is very interesting. I can't wait to talk more. We're going to go to our first break. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Special Agent Murphy, Weikert.
And Wendy Caver.
Yes, she's here with Weikert Insurance. And it is about 11:14. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
All right, welcome back to Home Again with Jeannie and Larry. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Special Agent Murphy from Flemington, New Jersey. If you're looking to buy, sell, or rent, please call me. And if you know anybody that's interested that may be a first-time home buyer, we are having an event. Ben Jampel, my buddy, the greatest guy, and the wonderful real estate agent from Mr. Central Jersey, new realtor. We're having an event along with Wendy. She'll be speaking for first-time home buyers at Alfresco's on April 15th, which is supposed to be tax day, depending on what happens today. But anyway, we're going to have a first-time home buyer. It's free. Come over, have some pizza between 5:30 and 6:30, and then we'll have questions and answers. So if you have someone that's renting that needs to understand a little bit about what mortgage rates and what's going on right now, they don't understand how to buy a house, send them over to Ben and I, and we'll take good care of them. So that's, again, April 15th. Share it around, please. Let people know. And then Wendy is here, again, with Weikert Insurance, and she's telling us about homeowners insurance and her, basically what you do when someone's buying a house and they need coverage.
Yes. So, Jeannie, like you had reminded me with
With
regard to the mortgage, we do get insurance because it needs to cover the mortgage amount. Like Jeannie had said earlier to me before we came on live, that when we get insurance, we need to keep in mind we are borrowing the money from a lender, right, to buy our home. So we owe them money, and we pay them that every month. And with the insurance, it's kind of like a life insurance policy for our home. So in essence, if that home were to burn, our insurance covers that. And that way our lender knows that it can be rebuilt. And they, you know, we're insuring the risk, which is the dwelling, and the mortgage company is lending money for us to have that dwelling or the risk, as we call it in insurance. So when anything happens to that home, we can repair it with, you know, the insurance. We can go and we can file a claim if it's a catastrophic loss, if it's a significant loss for several thousand dollars, we put in a claim. And then that home is repaired to the same like and kind and back to its original structure. And that's good for us as a homeowner. And it's good for the mortgage company because that is their risk. That's also their home. While we think it's our home, it's the bank's home as well.
They think it's their home.
Until we pay it off, it's their home too.
It is their home. And you don't think about it like that, but it is true. When you find that out when you do have a claim, it's their home. Do us a favor and tell us a little bit more about so then let's talk about a claim. Like some of the examples that you've seen along the way were that the homeowner had been protected and what happened?
Well, I did work in the claims department when I came to Weikert. That was my first job before I went into the insurance sales. So I did see several things occur, and you know, there was always a lot of talk about Sandy because that was a huge catastrophic loss for so many. And what's beautiful about the insurance coverages that most people had in place is that when those trees went down on their homes, you know, it was taken care of. There may have been a lag because it was catastrophic, like I said, and everybody had a loss, so the insurance companies were going crazy. However, you know, if a tree was on a home, you know, and you couldn't even live in your home because it had no roof, what's part of the insurance policy, which is really nice, is a loss of use. So while the home is being repaired, there is a piece of the insurance policy that pays for you to rent or, you know,
stay in a hotel.
Yes, to stay elsewhere while your home is being repaired. So that's another nice feature that you don't have to go into your pockets for.
Yeah.
You will be reimbursed that amount. So that was really nice during Sandy, which a lot of people were displaced from
their homes. We had so much, and we were like lucky next to everybody else. I mean, it was just catastrophic.
Yeah, it was horrible. And I know I had survivor's guilt because I was without electric for such a short time. Nothing had happened to my dwelling, and I was living among all of these people who had loss and no energy. And
we lived for 19 days. Colleen and I are best friends. We were two of those people that had the longest without, but across the street they had power. It was it was so awful. But it was crazy times. And I, you know, since then it is interesting being in real estate. I see how many people have new roofs, and they always go back and say, my roof was replaced during Sandy. It was just like every single person had such a mess.
So, and
but thank God for insurance.
Absolutely, because insurance was there. The carriers were there, the adjusters were there, and everybody was getting things done. In addition, with regard to the claims, what's interesting is we need to remember that when we do file a claim on our homeowners, it is for a catastrophic loss or a loss that's bigger than several thousand dollars, like I said. Some homeowners use it as a home maintenance program. And what happens when you do that, if you're putting in little claims of, you know, a couple hundred dollars, you have to keep in mind you have a deductible. A deductible is usually $1,000. So that is off the top, and you as a homeowner are responsible for that deductible. So if you put in a claim that's less than that, it's just going to get kicked back to you.
Mm-hmm.
But it does mark on your claims history.
Oh.
So we need to keep in mind that we don't want to put those little claims in as a home maintenance. We want to keep in mind that, you know, considerable amount over 1,000. Like if it's 5 or 1,000 over that deductible, we want to put that in, of course, because that's what we have our insurance policy for. If you have too many claims, it does end up working against you, whereas your rates will go up because they see that you're using it incidentally rather than...
Like having your credit score checked, it goes down. I want to also mention about homeowners insurance because I had a situation back about 25 years ago where that someone slipped in my driveway, and it was awful. She was one of my best friends, and she was walking out, and it had rained, and she slipped, and then she had to get the pins and so and everything in, and she was a beautician, salon, what do you call them now, stylist?
Yes.
I don't know. So it was May, and she was out of work, could not walk for 6 months. And I was like, hey, you have to sue us because basically you're out of work. You never know what's going to happen. Now it's 30 years later and she gets a lot of pain and rainy days
oh
and stuff.
Gosh, yeah.
But homeowners insurance covers that too.
It does. And that's a great point that you're bringing up. It does.
If I didn't have it, which I know you can't have a house really unless you buy it for cash or you can't have, you have to have homeowners, correct?
You have to have homeowners unless you said like you buy it for cash.
Right.
Then you're self-insuring, so
yeah.
to speak.
Right.
But what...
If we didn't have it, we would have been personally sued. But
yes.
it was because it was protecting, as it is, an insurance policy
yes.
for her to be able to move on. And on to that point about it, what about down at the shore when Sandy hit and those houses that didn't have any insurance because they were owned out over generations
yep.
and there was no
claim? Nothing.
Their houses were just gone.
Gone.
Ugh.
Right.
Yeah,
and
don't
we,
buy your house with cash,
right.
for one. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm Special Agent Murphy with Weikert Flemington. But I do know that rates are so low right now that
correct.
Money
absolutely.
Is on sale.
Money is on sale. And I just was in your office. I was just in the Flemington office speaking with Ed Morris, who's been
yes.
on your show before.
Yes.
About the mortgage rates. And I was asking if I should refi because I was like, oh my gosh, the rates are so low. Why not? Then, you know.
It's, so okay, we gotta stop and say that because it's true. Right now, the rates are so low that even if your current rate is over 4.25, you're supposed to get in touch with us and Ed to see if it's worth it to refinance because you may have refinanced as little as a year ago and still be behooving yourself to do it again now. And most people who have, again, not shopped their homeowners insurance and not shopped their mortgage insurance, I cannot believe it. I go crazy when I'm talking to someone and they tell me that their mortgage rate is 6% and they think they're in a great place because they got it, you know, X years ago, it was 13 and 17%, you know, back in the day. Then they locked in at 6.
And they think that's wonderful.
Oh my God. Oh, it's just crazy.
It is. And
hundreds of dollars a month.
I just heard of someone getting like under 3.
Oh.
So it would behoove you to take a look at it, take a look at your insurance.
Yes.
Because
you have to shop
the insurance.
Your insurance.
Yeah,
yes.
You do. Even though it's something you hate to do, nobody likes insurance.
It's boring.
It can be boring, but once you get into the nitty-gritty of it, it's kind of very interesting.
It's exciting.
But you don't have to worry about that. Let me worry about that and just get me your declaration pages and I can take a look. Jeannie,
it's boring, but saving money is fine.
That's right.
So you take care of the details and just save us some money.
That's
so much fun when that happens, and it does. It's like hundreds of dollars. And homeowners insurance is not that expensive, by the way. So if you're thinking about buying a home, don't be dissuaded over another cost because this is something to protect you, and it's really cheap, actually.
It is. It's very cost-effective, actually. And when you bring up all the elements that it does cover – you'd be like, why am I not paying more? And Jeannie, I'm going to bring up what you brought up with regard to your friend slipping in your driveway. Horrible.
Yeah.
But what is beautiful about the home insurance policy, one, it does cover third person liability. So, you know, so anybody that comes onto your property and they happen to get injured, unfortunately, like Jeannie's friend did, there's coverage on our policies for that. First off, there's an amount for medical payments. So if, you know, she slipped and fell and she needed to go to the doctor. Let me take care of that for you. I have that on my insurance policy. I'll take care of your medical bills. Then if they do proceed to sue you, like Jeannie said, There is up to $500,000 on your home policy or $1 million, depending on the carrier. And then if you go the next step and get an umbrella policy over your home and your all of your autos, that gives you an additional $1 million. And what a better way to look out for your assets.
And look out for your friend. My friend, I got to tell you, you know who you are out there. And everybody around that knows me was there at the party that day. But there was nothing more important than to make sure she was okay.
Absolutely.
And forever taken care of. Mm-hmm. And again, it was homeowner's insurance. And it's incidentally, I know this probably isn't generally true, and it was a long time ago, but we had that claim. And then my husband was like a paranoid person because we had a claim. Mm-hmm. And it was important and it was on our track record. But when Sandy came along, it was so far back and everything, and it was significant. It was not affected at all. And our policies are very inexpensive.
Yes.
You know?
And you bring up another very good point. The carriers don't want to see three claims in a three-year period. Something to that nature, because they see that it might be like incessant claiming.
Right.
You know?
Right.
They want to see that you're using it for what it's intended for.
Right.
You know? If you overuse it, you are penalized by premium increases.
Understood.
But it is there for you to use, as needed.
Right. And especially like when you have the deductible, you have to weigh it against each other. Do you really? It's no different than a car incident. If you get
correct.
An accident, you got to figure out if you're going to tell anybody or
that's correct. Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, we do auto as well. I know we're talking about home because it is in and around home buying, but we do the auto as well. And again, you need to consider if you're going to put that claim through.
And if you're going to shop it and you're going to get home insurance under one roof, Wickard,
yes.
You might as well bundle it. There's
absolutely.
Like no reason not to. It saves money right there.
Absolutely. And I'm never one, like I said earlier, for pushing my clients into something they're not comfortable with. And there are a handful of times where I cannot beat the auto rates. Mm-hmm. So we just go with the home for now, and we revisit it 6 months down the line, whether it's because of an accident that's still showing up, mm-hmm. that's making the premiums higher, or just that they're getting a great rate with the lizard.
I just think it's amazing that you are, that we, I should say, are as competitive as we are, because it
yes.
surprises me that Wickard can be out when my clients are so happy to save money.
Yes.
And they're like, thank you, Wickard. And I'm like, yeah, because, you know, they don't even know that we have insurance until we tell them again,
that's
all under
right.
one roof.
Right. It's amazing all the companies that Wickard does mm-hmm. have mm-hmm. and that we're bringing in this very cost-effective and, you know, fluid way of purchasing a home, keeping it all under one roof, making it easier for our clients. You don't have to jump around from the mortgage advisor and then get the insurance to the mortgage advisor. If it's all under one roof, we just pass it all along within the company to our pieces instead of...
And also title. I mean, I know that Debbie, and you work really close with
yes.
Ed
yes.
in the mortgage department,
yes.
and then they're separate, I guess you say, and then Debbie
yes.
in title.
Yes.
Can you talk about title just for a second so people understand what it is that you guys do together when we go into the final closing with the title, just
yes.
to let
well,
them know?
I mean, what little I do know,
yeah.
and I forgive if I speak out of terms, but Debbie Zelli mm-hmm. Is our title representative in the Flemington office. And what she does is she works closely with the lawyers when you are finding a home and you need to, they need to run a title search.
Yeah, so what they do is they actually, people get confused about title. A lot of times they think that they are going to be, you know, given they do a title search to make sure there's no liens on the buyers, but also on the sellers, because they want to make sure that the house doesn't have any liens if there's anything that wasn't paid with taxes. So when they go to the title, it's the last part of the closing. It's right before you actually transfer over and own your new house. So you get the homeowner's insurance to protect the mortgage company, to protect the buyers and the home, and then you go to closing to make sure there's no liens on the house, and then you close. It's a great process.
Yeah, keeps
I love
it very smooth.
Because it's checks and balances all the way through. Mm-hmm. The last day, verify employment again. I had a client who had gotten pre-qualified by mortgage and thought that meant that he could buy a house. So we went out, we bought the house, and we're on our way. And I said to him, okay, so here you're going to go for homeowners, and then we're going to go for a title after the appraisal. So I was explaining the process. And I said, and they're going to verify your employment again, just God forbid nothing goes wrong. And he was silent.
Oh, no.
Why are you silent? And all of a sudden, he says, I lost my job 2 weeks ago. So and I was like, wait a second. Yeah. So anyway, just to know, when you get pre-qualified, it means you get in touch with us. We put you in touch with Ed over your mortgage, Wicker Mortgage, and he will run your credit real quick and find out how much you make and give you an idea if you are going to be likely getting a mortgage and how much you can afford. It's really simple. It takes 15 minutes. At that point, keep your job. And
don't buy a brand new car.
Don't buy a car. Yeah, that's good. And also, Ed told us if you do own a car and you are under 10 months of payments remaining, that actually does not be, it's not considered in your prequal, which is really cool. Isn't that cool?
That is, because I actually have that.
Yeah,
situation.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Yeah, there you go. So that, with the interest rates, you should refinance. But anyway, so then he gives you an idea. It's a piece of paper that is actually the most important part of buying a house, top above the contract. Before, it's even more important than having an agent, like a special agent Murphy. You need to have a mortgage first. And like Ed, give you the pre-qualification letter. It goes on the top of the offer. It's the first thing the sellers want to see. Are you qualified? And then we'll get into the process. But at the end of the day, the last check and balance between, like I say, I love homeowners insurance because it protects everybody. It's part of the process. You have to have it. Unless you're buying with cash, don't do that. And then when you finally close, you know, they verify your employment again, and then, you know, transfer title.
Absolutely, yes. So Debbie's there along the way. She makes sure that the title search comes up clean. So, again, just like having the prequal, so you can go through the process, and then she's there when you do sign off at the end. And I'll just sign the somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, no, she's in the middle. But I'm calling it out because I want everybody to know that the All Under One Roof program was created so that you don't have to worry about all these things that you don't know much about if you're a new owner, or even if you have experience buying and selling houses and you just want to have all under one roof. You guys take care of it at Wicker from the beginning to the end. We got you covered.
And you know, that's our value proposition, which I'm struggling with my glasses here because I want to put this. It says our value proposition: an integrated real estate, mortgage, insurance, title settlement, home protection, and moving services customer experience. So we have it all under one roof. So we want to keep it there for you to make it easy, to make it seamless.
Yeah, and we have our Tuesday morning meetings, and every now and then we have our big wig. I don't know what you give him a title, but he's our big wig. And he came in, and he was talking about all under one roof one day. And what he compared it to was going like on a vacation, mm-hmm. and having it all inclusive.
The Disney experience.
Yes, that's exactly what he said. Yes. It was a Disney experience. And I could just visualize the whole thing because it is true. When you go on a Disney experience, you do not have to worry about anything.
That's correct.
It's
right.
The best quality, it's handled for you, and it's just no stress. All done. And it's competitively priced, which is even better.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. That's funny that you remember that conversation, because I love when you pitched that.
Yeah.
I got it.
It is. Yeah. We hold your hand from the beginning to the end, mm-hmm. from when you just thought about that home to the moment you get those keys.
So I'm stories.
Yes.
Oh, we're story people over here.
Yes. I have wonderful cost saving stories.
Oh, that's here.
Yes. So we also like to not just write your clients' home insurance. We've been writing all of the realtors' insurance as well. And we have some great stories about clients the realtors coming in and they're like, oh, I've been with this company for so many years and I know Joe Smith, you know, I've known him for years and I really want to keep my insurance with him. And I go, I totally understand. Just let me look at it for you, because again, like we said earlier, over time it compounds, or you know, sometimes other agents don't take a fresh look at your coverages and your premiums. And
I gotta just jump in and say, my coverage went double the amount for less
Yes.
You know, so I mean, I know that happens, right?
Yes. Yeah,
and people, because when I wasn't shopping it, I wasn't shopping it. So I'm saying if you're out there and you haven't shopped it, you, for whatever reason, it's worth taking a look.
Yes, absolutely.
It was shocking.
Yeah, and just, I mean, very close to home. I was just in the office earlier. Ed, our beloved Ed Morris, our mortgage advisor, said to me, you know, my premium went up a little bit from last year. Could you take a look at it? Absolutely. So I'll go back to the office and I'll look at what is a better option for him. We don't only have one carrier. We have over 25. I have that that ability to look for, you know, a better choice for him.
Yeah. No, and I love the way you said that because it's important that everybody knows again. We are talking about home insurance. I tend to mention new buyers and so on because I want you to remember me, obviously, when it comes to real estate. But when it comes to just every single person is affected, again, by real estate and also by insurance. Mm-hmm. If every homeowner out there, you know, between refinancing right now and getting your insurance quotes, you know, competitively priced, it's one phone call away.
And so in one of the other offices, I did work up a proposal for someone who had another carrier and had their home and auto bundled together, and they thought they had a great rate. And he came back to me and he goes, Wendy, I appreciate you're working this up for me, but you can't beat their rate. So then he came back to me a couple months later and he said, Wendy, I really need to relook at what you provided me. He goes, wait till you hear what happened. He goes, the reason my auto rate was so low, they forgot to put me on the policy. So he wasn't even covered. So when we compared it with all the pieces properly in place, I saved him $1,500 on his home and auto.
I love that story. So, you told us that at the office
meeting.
You know, I want to make sure I clarify. You don't have to be considering or refinancing to get home insurance.
You can do it anytime.
You can just call her and then she'll give you a quote. And don't use... Yeah. I got to be honest. I'm like online shopping for services like mortgages and insurance are so they haven't gotten it down yet. You might think that you're doing yourself a favor, but you still need to talk to a person day and age. I think I say this a lot, but I mean it. When a person comes to me and tells me that they went online and got pre-qualified, I immediately tell them that they have got to be qualified by either Ed or another mortgage person because they don't know everything. They buyers fill out the wrong information. Oh, I make $5,000 more. They'll never know the difference, you know. Right. And then they don't ask every question that, you know, you're sitting with a person talking about.
Right.
So at the end of the day, usually those pre-qualifications are off. And that's a waste of time. It's going to cost the buyer money. Because they're put out inspections and everything, and they can't really afford it. And when it comes to homeowners insurance, it's the same thing. When you're shopping it online, your example with the story is exactly, you don't know what you don't know.
Correct.
And if you don't understand insurance, like the expert,
right?
When you're filling those forms out and you're thinking that you're giving all the information correctly, just one little button off, you could have the wrong rate, you could have no coverage.
Correct.
And it can still cost... you know, you could still compete with it, with a person. Just call and be talking to a person.
Right. And because when you're picking it, you're just looking at your dwelling amount and do you even have that number correct? You know, we put extra enhancements on it, water backup, service line coverage, things like that. You wouldn't even know to maybe put that on. And you wouldn't even know what putting that on means to you and the cost savings that you could be, you know,
Or that you're not even on it. Like, right. I find insurance complicated. My husband thinks it's simple. He just gets it, you know? So I'm like, good, you deal with it, right? But as a person, like, I can see myself in that situation with you where that I would just look at it and say, oh, you're more expensive. See you later, but not understand why.
Right. And it's about, it's everyone looks at the premium amount because that's what the lender wants. You know, how much are you going to pay in your insurance? You know, it can't be more than this a month. So you're multiplying that by 12, coming up with a figure of $800, $900 and thinking, oh, well, that's what it has to be. So when you're figuring it out online, that's what you're keying in to get. So you're kind of working backwards. And what you need to do is work forwards. Mm-hmm. And even if it's a little more costly, you have to look at the cost savings you're going to get in the long run. should you have to put in a claim, because the water backup costs $90. Mm-hmm. Service line coverage costs $25 for the year. For the year. If you had a claim in any of those arenas, you're talking about $10,000 possibly. Mm-hmm. So, and you wanted to save yourself $50, $25. So.
Right. No, it's crazy. I'm Janie Murphy. This is Home Again with Janie and Larry. Larry's Home Team Inspection Company. If you're looking for a home inspection, or if you're looking for a home, call me, and I'll put you in touch with Larry. And Wendy Tate works with Weikert Insurance. And I just wanted to go say one more time. I'm thinking while she's talking about it, and I'm thinking about how standard operating procedure, like we are creatures of habit. We get up, we do our thing, we do it every day, blah, 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 blah. Just stop for a second. Stop, drop, and roll, as Colleen says, my friend. And shop your home insurance rates, because you just don't do it, and you don't realize how much things can change, how much money can be back in your pocket. We're going to go to our break. We'll be right back. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks for watching.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody out there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, we're back here with Home Again with Jeannie and Larry, streaming on Facebook from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station. I got to say, it's a gorgeous day out here in New Jersey. If you happen to be watching, it's like feeling like spring, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
Yes, and I'm Jeannie Murphy, Special Agent Murphy from Weikert Flemington. If you're looking to buy, sell, or rent, please get in touch. And please don't forget, if you know anyone who's renting or first-time homeowners, please have them join us. It's worth the drive if you're anywhere in the state of New Jersey to come out. We service the state of New Jersey. Ben Jampel and I from the Flemington office of Weikert are putting on a Homeowners 101 event at Alfresco's on April 15th from 5:30 to 6:30. Mortgage rates are so low that you can buy money, because it's on sale right now. $100,000 can cost you less than or somewhere around $425 a month. That's just crazy. So if you figure out how much that would be, $300,000, somewhere around $1,250, and people are renting for $1,750 and $2,000, and we can help. So come to our dinner, have some pizza. Wendy will be speaking about home insurance,
absolutely,
and it is free. So anyway,
looking
Wendy,
forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
It will.
Yeah, and we'll have Ed Morris, our home residential mortgage company, there as well. We are talking today about Weikert all under one roof, the services that we have at Weikert. And Wendy was talking about home insurance. And so you were going to go ahead and tell us a little more.
Yes, under the home, you know, the umbrella of homeowners insurance, we do also have renters insurance. We do also have vacant home insurance. We do also have builders risk insurance for different types of coverages during different needs in your life. So again, the mortgage rates are great right now. So what some people are opting to do is get a 203K loan and do those renovations before they move into their home.
That is so exciting, too, by the way. We have those at Weikert. Let's just talk about that real quick.
Absolutely.
I think it's a lot of fun because people who hear the word 203K loans, including myself at first, were just thinking of properties in distress that were really like a mess that they would be able to go in and get the septic so that they could live in it and so on. But you can actually be driving down the street, see a for sale sign, pull in with a realtor like me, and they'll go unagented. Never be unagented. Anyway, so you can pull in and see an open house or whatever. And if you see that there's a bathroom that's like way back in time or something, the kitchen needs to be remodeled, these 203K loans are made for normal homes to be updated.
Absolutely.
And that's what's so exciting about it is that the homeowner's insurance is...
Yes, we can accommodate that as well because you cannot get a traditional home insurance policy when you're doing those renovations. What we offer is a builder's risk.
So cool.
Policy.
Make sure you talk into that because it's really important for them to know.
Okay. Can you hear me?
No, you're doing great before. You just said
that. Okay. So just so you understand, when you are doing renovations on a home, the traditional insurance policy doesn't cover. So you need to get a builder's risk policy, which does. And they are covering the dwelling during renovations. Then once you get to the point where all of those wonderful renovations are done and you're ready to move into your new sparkling home, then we transfer that into a traditional home policy. Builder's risk policies are a little more costly. Again, there is a higher risk at that time because you have contractors in the home doing updates, things of that nature. The home is vacant. You're not living there during these renovations. So the cost for the insurance is a little more. Once we get the final inspection that everything is done, we can put you back into the standard insurance market, and that is a more, you know, cost-effective rate.
Awesome.
So we do, you know, we do offer that. Also, if you're considering selling your home, that you found your new home, you want to move in, but your home is still listed and it's vacant, we suggest you get vacant home insurance. A lot of people like to leave their traditional home insurance policy on that, but if there was a claim, if the pipes froze and burst, like Jeannie said she's had experience in the past, or if a tree fell on the dwelling while you weren't living there and they found out it was vacant, they may not cover that claim. And that would be a huge cost. And you've just purchased your new home and you don't want that.
I'm just curious, are vacant home policies more expensive generally than because they're not there? It's again
correct.
Like the risk part.
Exactly.
But you have to have it. You can't. I think it's so important to mention this because I, you know, learned a lot from you over the years talking at our meetings and so on about it. Like I never knew that vacant home homes would need to be covered for vacant insurance or they may not be covered. That's huge.
It
and
is.
Isn't it true for seasonal, like if they go to Florida, what's the deal with that?
Well, that is a very temperamental thing. What we like to know that if they are snowbirds and they are not at the dwelling, that they do have somebody checking in on the home regularly. That's
pretty
much a
precaution.
No, I think
it's important to know, yeah, because
yes.
People don't know what they don't know. And then
exactly.
They find out later, oh, no.
Yeah, several thousand dollars later.
Yeah.
And another thing that we do have is the renter's insurance.
Like yeah, let's talk about that. Yeah.
So while renters feel like, I don't own anything, you know, I'm moving into this apartment. I don't have anything. But if you really go and add up your clothing, your shoes, what you bring in the house, furniture, it might not be much, linens, you know, whatever. When you turn that place upside down comes loose, that's your contents. So you do want to have that covered. So generally,
I remember one time my husband and I were out and we were at lunch and our car was robbed. And at first we were just like, oh my God, who cares, right? But then when we started adding up, like I had L'Oreal Lancome lipsticks and they were like $25, $65. These small little things, they do add up, mm-hmm. contents, you know?
Yes,
so
absolutely.
When you think about renter's insurance, the renter is moving into the home, paying rent,
yes.
And they should be covering their contents.
And the other thing that it's covering is liability. So if your friend came to your rental property and she slipped on the stairs, there's liability in that renters, so that's covered as well.
Do most of the landlords pay in addition for renter's insurance, or is it always the renter?
It's always the renter.
It's the renter purchase takes your own. Yeah.
But on the lease, they may
the landlord requires them to have it. And
I would hope they would.
Yeah.
And it's very cost-effective coverage when you're renting an apartment or a home or anything. It's $150 to $400 a year.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So to not have it is actually foolish, I hate to say.
No, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Just call out.
It's foolish.
Note to self. Yeah.
Always have your coverage. Yeah.
I always learn so much on my shows because basically I'm like, whoops. Anyway.
So we've done our home. We've done our vacant home. Mm-hmm. We've done our builder's risk. We've mm-hmm. done our renters. And then we have our auto. Mm-hmm. So, again, always look at that. And don't put through claims that are going to jump your premium up in New Jersey. It is such a litigious state that our premiums are exorbitant. So really think twice about how you do that. And if you want me to shop it for you, I'd be glad to. So
she really does a great job, and everybody loves her. And it's just fun to watch you making so much progress in the Waker insurance area.
And I appreciate this. And there is one I just thought of. Sometimes people, when they're moving from their homes, they can't sell them, mm-hmm. right? I just had an inquiry when I was sitting at your office earlier, and they decide to rent it out.
Okay.
So they're buying their new home. Mm-hmm. And they're going to rent out their former home. Mm-hmm. We do landlord policies for that.
Oh, okay, good.
So that
good
everything is covered but the contents because that's up to the renter to cover themselves.
So. Oh, that's good to know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So last words, anything else you'd like everybody to know out there? We got about 3 minutes.
No. Unless you have some questions, I think
I was just thinking about just making sure everybody knows again how important it is to shop it. I think it's so important.
It's very important.
And just to emphasize again, the interest rates are again right now, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Isn't it fun? Don't you find it fun when you save somebody a lot of money?
It's so fun. It's so fun. Just to see the joy. And I get excited for them.
I guess.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
And especially because when people don't shop them, they don't know. So,
correct.
And you know what? I got to just jump in a little bit here, so you know I always do. But it's like... You know, it was funny. I had one of our office agents on the show.
Yes.
And we were talking. And at the end of the show, she goes, "You didn't even let me say anything." Yeah. And I try. But I just think it's funny because when people don't know that you were talking about, oh, my friend Joe Smith is, you know, the golf's with me and I've had this policy with them for a long time. I mean, I got to be honest. It's just worth it, and you know, it's like money is money, and
you gotta
shop it.
Absolutely,
it's standard operating.
We're all looking to save money.
Yeah, you know, break the habit and just get it out there.
All you have to do is send me copies of your declaration pages,
right?
Some other details.
That's the standard operating procedure. I think anybody who's selling mortgage insurance would expect to receive a copy of the current policy to be able to compare it. So you're
absolutely
not doing anything that's weird.
No.
I know a lot of people feel weird about giving it. It feels like a loyalty thing. But the thing, it's all about shopping. I mean, it's like you save money. It's like, please call.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if I see the premiums because you want me to beat the premiums.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And you want me to give you better coverage for the same premium or...
Yeah,
so.
And don't forget that whole bundling thing with the car insurance as well. Because I'm serious. I've seen people who have thought that they, because they work for a corporation, have the best and the best and the best, and they go on and on about it, and then you beat them. And it's like, Anyway, last words?
It's been great. I really enjoyed being here with you and speaking about, all that we have to offer.
Right.
So I just hope that people take advantage of it, and I hope to hear from them.
Right.
So
don't forget, all under one roof, if you're looking for mortgage services, you've got to get pre-qualified. Getting a mortgage pre-qualification letter is more important than getting Special Agent Murphy. That's the first thing you got to do is get the mortgage pre-qualification, and then I can help you. So we have the mortgage take advantage of the rates to get a new refinance. Whatever. And don't forget, please tell your friends to come out with Ben Jampel, Wendy, and I on and Ed, Mortgage Guy, on April 15th at Alfresco's in Flemington from 5:30 to 6:30. It's free, but you have to register. Get in touch with us. You can reach us any way you want. I think you'll really enjoy it, and we would love to be able to get some people out there who are
absolutely
spending tons of money on rent.
Bring your deck pages.
Yes, there you go. Bring your declaration pages.
That's right.
I know what that means. All right, thanks again for watching, and all the best to you and your family, and have a great day.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of New York City, where disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein has just learned his fate after being found guilty of raping one woman and committing a criminal sex act on a second, a judge ruling a short time ago that Weinstein will spend 23 years in jail. The number of coronavirus cases in the U.S. now up to at least 1,030, according to the CDC. Most of those U.S. cases have been in New York State and Washington State. The coronavirus frenzy continuing to send Wall Street into a frenzy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 1,000 points at times in morning trading. In fact, all three major stock indexes have been down about 3% or more, the free fall coming a day after the markets had recouped about half of their record losses back on Monday. And this is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
NBC and other news organizations now projecting Senator Bernie Sanders did win the Democratic caucus in North Dakota, Sanders picking up 8 delegates in that state, while Joe Biden has picked up 6 so far. Even with Sanders' projected win, Biden will lead Sanders in the overall delegate count nationally, with Biden receiving 837 delegates to Sanders' 689. Biden delivering big victories in Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, and Idaho yesterday. Washington State, at last check, was still too close to call. The White House says President Trump will skip the annual St. Patrick's Day lunch on Capitol Hill tomorrow, saying in part it's because House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will be there. White House spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham says,
"We don't need to deal with any more of her, you know, little games and her little ripping up of paper. Who knows what she's got planned for this? And that's not what the country should be focused on, is her games and her politics."
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
First Lady Melania Trump again urging Americans to fight cyberbullying. Mrs. Trump spoke at the PTA legislative conference yesterday, and she discussed the extremes of the Internet.
"When used properly, the Internet can be a tool for good. When not used properly, it can be destructive and dangerous."
Mrs. Trump saying it's the duty of people, including parents in particular, to make sure that children are being taught the importance of positive ways to interact with each other. Another huge annual event may be on its way towards cancellation because of the coronavirus concern.